A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
This is Paul Hawksby.
And Charlie Baker.
And this is the H&J Daily with some of the best bits of this afternoon's show. Well, we were joined by Andy Smart, ball runner, comedy store player, Farnborough FC fan. He was on his way to the Edinburgh Festival. They had big news coming out of his club. We talked a bit of non-league as the season is upon us. You'll hear that. We had a bit of a chat. You got involved, as you always do, which was very good of you. We had a few issues with a technical piece of equipment, as you'll discover. And we had a birthday spread.
We did.
So I think that should just about do you. Here it all is. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How are you?
Very, very well. Very good, yes. My brother's 50th yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
We hired a couple of boats, went up and down the Thames. Their boat was my brother, my mum, and his wife.
Oh, yeah.
And their eldest son.
Mm-hmm.
And I managed to get all the young kids.
And Uncle Charlie.
And my dad. Right. And after an hour, it was chaos.
Really? Were you driving these boats, not on the Thames?
Yeah, we were driving the boats, up and down. And their boat was serenely going up and down. Beautiful. It looked absolutely beautifully done. And our boat, they found the horn after about 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Honk, honk, honk. It's up and down. Beautiful bit of Surrey, Paul.
You had the creche boat.
So I was the creche boat.
Oh, no.
So it's that. But it was lovely. Happy birthday, Robert. 50 yesterday. Isn't
50,
that nice?
Eh?
Lovely.
I remember those days.
Yeah, no, he just did a swim, actually. He's older than me. And I've always said he's the summer version of me, Paul. He's
the summer version.
Like, I'm good in winter, you know.
Yeah.
Built for winter.
Charlie
warm.
Baker light.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I look warm, you know. Yeah. I look warm. Mm. He's like very sporty. He recently, have you ever been to Padstow, Paul?
I've been to Padstow.
He did a swim, Padstow to Rock, which you swim it across the sea.
Yeah.
So he does all those sorts of things, triathlons. Swam the, he's done like
was he
a,
like that as a kid was this the, no, was this the brotherly relationship
he's
was
always
he,
been sporty
were you the one there standing at the back not
oh,
being
no,
picked
I've always been sporty Paul and if I do all right but he's kept it going into his 50s
it's good for your health
yeah lovely well done
now a few things to get you going on. Charlie is in charge of the cricket tee on Sunday.
Yes,
and
I only found this out yesterday.
Oh, okay. And what sort of budget are you working
got
with?
About 40 quid 50 quid.
How many people are you catering for?
25, including scorers.
Loads of fishes, mate. I think you might need.
They said, "Oh, just to remind you, your match."
2 quid a head. What can you get for? Have they not heard of the cost of living crisis?
Your match manager Sunday. You put your name down. Of course, when I was keen, new team, beginning of the season. Oh, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, further on in the season. Oh, your match manager Sunday. Oh, man, what does that entail? You've got to do the tee. I'm like, oh, no.
Right.
So it's, what do I do, Paul? I get the idea that it's basically a sort of kids' party tee.
Yeah, it's basically, So book a magician. Because the away team, will like that.
I spent 50 quid on someone to do balloon animals.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Spend all the
They're
money.
They're all starving.
But, you know, it tends to be sort of fairy cakes and, you know, you're going to make the sarnies or you're going
to make the sandwiches, aren't
you? You're going to have to.
I need help, Paul, is what we're saying.
There's going to be a lot of Hazlitt about. There's going to be a lot of condemned spam, isn't there? I mean, with £2 a head.
You think it's, it's enough? Doesn't sound
can
enough,
you help Charlie out? Well, maybe we'll have a good cricket tea. I've always thought if you really want to stymie the opposition, you just go in with little suet puddings just for them.
Get
so they
one,
go
Paul.
Back out after tea. We were all right up until tea, but in the field. They got 200 runs. We could barely move. You could sabotage your team, couldn't you? Tell your boys to keep on a couple of egg and cress sandwiches Kipling...
A little French fancy.
French fancy.
Yeah, nice.
And then get their boys on the roly-poly pudding and custard. We'll have a chat with Gat later on about this.
I'm open to bat for a long time, Paul.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm open to take five wickets. I don't want to be... I've got to go back in. I've got to warm the pasties up. Got to get some custard on.
Let's have your tales of a cricket tea, good and bad. Ideally. When you've turned up and it's flies all over it.
They've done nothing.
They've really... No one's put the effort in. But with £2.50 a head for poor old Charlie, or whatever the equivalent, not easy.
It'll be all right.
Also this afternoon, Charlie's Choice we have every week. He comes up with a crackpot idea. I think quite a few parts of the country already have a hose pipe ban.
Yeah.
And this, I'm sure, my way and quite a lot of others will soon do the same thing, because there's no rain forecast for about a fortnight where I live. I don't know about you, Charlie. They're anywhere, really.
No.
So
it's... Front page of the Metro today was grass up your neighbours.
Grass up your neighbours,
You know, which I don't think is a very nice thing to do, but some neighbours are quite annoying, aren't they, Paul? I'm not asking for a hosepipe-based grass up.
Obviously,
keep it above board. We're not going to read them all out.
You can tell us the stories about mentioning the names, but if you want to grass up your neighbour and they're listening today, they'll know who they are and they may just stop what they've been doing.
Yeah. Grass up your neighbour. It can be historical as well. If you've got anything you want to grass people up for, that finally you can get it off your chest.
Sure, definitely do
go
that.
Go for it.
Misrecognising the stars. We're going to keep you busy this afternoon. We'll throw lots at you. Some of it's bound to stick. This is our mate Jason Manford. He was saying the other day, what is it about my face? He said on Twitter. Old fella just stopped me in the garage, said, I know your face. And Jason said, oh yeah, I get that a lot. To which the guy said, genuinely, do you work for the gas board? Because sometimes you can know someone's face and it doesn't immediately register that you know them from the football pitch, the cricket pitch, from TV, from movies, whatever.
Yeah.
So if you have caught up with someone, they did end up being famous, but you possibly thought they were the guy who worked in the building society, then do let us know. Talksport.com/H&J, text to 81089. Or tweet to TSH&J. Right, so we've set your homework.
There we are, lads.
And we'll do our bit as well.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Charlie is in charge of the cricket tea. He's got to feed 25 people with 45 quid. Good luck with that in the current climate. Nick's given us a call. He has tales of a cricket tea. I don't know if he's got any advice, but he's certainly got a story. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Nick.
Yes. Hi, guys. Your story about... cricket tees and Mike Gatting coming in put me in mind of the Simon Hughes book when he was the Middlesex bowler and at Lord's, and it was in the 70s and 80s, and the lady there at Lord's making the tees, a woman called Nancy, used to produce these heroic lunches for the players, were far beyond what a sportsman should want. And Mike Brearley, the captain then, England captain later, used to have rows with her about could we have pasta and this and instead of jam roly poly and custard, and was the cheese board really needed, which Nancy said no to it in a two-word term. And this is really a funny
potty mouth Nancy.
That's nice. Nancy's not going to do the pasta.
Yeah.
The Middlesex bowling attack after lunch could be very friendly, and on one occasion, one of the bowlers, not named, stopped in his run-up and threw up.
So that's what you've got to do, Charlie.
That's what I do.
Nick, thank you very much.
Nick. Very
that was
nice.
Nick
so,
there.
As long as I don't make them be sick.
That's what you've got to do. So
be all right.
You've got to make sure that they come out and they're fielding and get them full of stuff. Yeah.
If anyone's got some tips, they want to give us a call and give us their tips for making a good cricket tea, we'll take those, won't we?
Some of the worst ones you've encountered.
Yeah, exactly.
Last night. Talksport.com, text 81089, tweet TSH&J. I'm a builder, and I stopped. A guy stopped in his car and asked me for directions. I knew he looked familiar and asked him if I'd done some work for you in the past, mate. He said, no, I'm John Hartson. So there's Mark from Swansea.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
It's very lucky that Andy Smart, comedy store player, ball runner, cheese chaser, Farnborough FC fan? Farnborough Town,
Club.
We've been put right. It's a bit of breaking news from the club. Here we go.
Yeah. Breaking news on Talk Sport. Okay.
Farnborough FC delighted to announce the appointment of Lorraine Buckley as fixture secretary. That that just in broke about an hour ago, 2 hours ago. Actually.
Good old Lorraine, so,
lucky to get her.
Andy, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm surprised that Farnborough didn't do one of those sort of soft focus announce videos where, like, suddenly she, it's all, and then you're in the dressing room, and then you pan into one of the offices, and she looks over her shoulder. She's got a pen in her hand and all the fixtures.
Yeah.
And then basically, hashtag announce Lorraine.
She's writing Dartford away.
Yes, yeah, she's writing Dartford away down. That would be good. But
Maybe Sam Sanders is our new whiz kid on the computers. Maybe he'll start doing those.
That's great. Yeah. I wonder if Liverpool have got a kid who's a whiz kid on the computers. They probably have. Yeah, you'll probably be surprised. Most professional football clubs, in my limited experience, having worked at one, are Sunday morning teams with knobs on. They really are. I think it's probably changed a bit in the 20 years since I was let near a football club, but I was quite surprised.
We've gone up a division now, so we need to get all these things in place, you see.
In the Vanarama now, aren't you?
Vanarama, so you're two seasons away from Torquay United. Yeah.
One season away from
league football.
Yeah, there was a time last Christmas where Southend looked like they were coming down. Yeah. And Terry Alderton was ringing me up going, we'll be playing you next season.
It'd be a shock to the system. Now, it's going to be one of the advantages of this Winter World Cup will be to non-league football. Because people, even though we're going to have wall-to-wall football with a World Cup, people would have got used to taking in a game. They would have had 3 months of it. They'll want to go and take in a game. It will be a great shot window.
I do hope
for your local non-league team.
Yeah, exactly. Get down to your local team. It's a great atmosphere, and you can have a pint.
It's good
by the pitch. You can change ends at half time. You can chat to the players after the game in the bar.
I like the non-league ultras. I mean, Andy and I, we went to a couple of games. We went off to an Enfield game, didn't we?
Oh yeah,
and then you have the bunch of about sort of 16-year-old kids behind each goal, or the ultras for the two teams.
Well, the thing is, you get the fans that are the fans that are off from the actual place, because there's no other reason to support these teams.
There's no glory hunting.
There's only the reason that it is your town and you are proud of your town or wherever you are from. And because it's such a good standard. I mean, I think Havant and Waterlooville will win the National League South. I hate to say that, but they've signed very.
I'd be happy with fifth or sixth.
You think?
Yeah.
And is that
playoffs or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It will.
Right,
yeah. Okay. Well, the playoff situation is very odd in the National League South.
The Europa League places. That's what you're aiming for this year.
The top two go up, and then the next six or seven teams play each other in some weird format.
Yeah.
So
it's one of those.
It's just how it works.
I mean, this is my 50th season supporting Farnborough.
50 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Started. Can you remember your first game, Andy?
I can, cycling up to Reading Road to watch him play. There wasn't a stand, there was just a rope round the pitch in those days.
Wow.
In the Isthmian League, third division.
Were you ever tempted to sort of have two clubs, have Farnborough and a kind of a top Premier League club or a first division club then?
I spent 6 years in Liverpool between 77 and 83, so I was sport rotten standing on the cop during those years, because they were just the fantastic years for Liverpool.
And you could rock up on the day and just pay on. You'd have to get there early, I would imagine.
It's in my book. We used to go down to the police station and do the police lineups. You got paid £2.30 for doing a police lineup, and then you go get the bus up to Anfield, and that still left you a bit. You know, it was £1.50 to get in, and then you had enough for a beer at half time.
So Saturday morning, you'd go and do the police.
Down outside the police station about 10:30 when they used to do the lineups. Yeah. And then they go, "Oh, you three, come in again. Come on."
So surely, if someone
it's the perfect alibi, if someone if you had did a crime the night before,
if someone had crimes committed against them a few times, they kept turning up, and you were in it every week.
Yeah.
Incredible, isn't it?
And there was one time where we all had to take our shoes off because the bloke who they caught had blood all over his shoes, so we went to take our shoes off, and I was like, well, surely that gives you some sort of clue, he did it.
Interesting way to make money, that is, by being in police lineup. Is it lucrative? I'll tell you.
It was £2.30, but it was the price of a bus fare and a pint and a Liverpool game, so that's why we did it.
Andy,
that's how much the game has changed.
It's a great format for an impro show, that. Yeah. You have them all stood up as a police lineup, and you have to say what you did.
Wanted.
Yeah. What a great impro game that would be for your show, yeah. You know.
You are off to Edinburgh tomorrow morning.
9 o'clock, because our first show is at 6 o'clock at Frankenstein's Pub, on George III Bridge. Which is, lovely venue down in the basement.
Frankenstein's Pub, that's an interesting one.
It is, yeah.
Right under the bridge down there, next to just
right
the
by
Greyfriars
Bobby,
Okay, yes, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And every half an hour in the main pub, a coffin sort of rolls across the roof, across the ceiling, and then a model of Frankenstein's monster sits up very slowly and
quite
goes...
Quite advanced CGI. No,
it's real.
Of course. It's not a bloke.
It's automatic. No, it's all...
He's trying to get the money for a bus fare, a pint, and a ticket to Rangers. He sits in there all day.
Frankenstein's isn't the name of the pub, it's the name of the landlord's...
Yeah.
The landlord's pub.
Of course it is, Charlie. That's good. I like that.
Clever, though,
it was clever.
We got there in the end.
It was clever. Yeah.
Too clever.
So so people can pop along and see you. Say 6 o'clock?
6 o'clock every night. And we've got, it's me, Mr. Ian Cottinger, and Sally Hodgkiss. And then we've got a guest each night. So tomorrow night is Ruth Bratt, and then Saturday we've got Marcus Brigstock. Oh. Sunday we've got Rachel Paris. Monday we've got Richard Branch. We've got lots of people. Mark Nelson, maybe, and Daniel Soss, I think, is going to do one.
Oh,
and
good.
On his
I think you'll probably find people will be saying, can I come along tonight?
Well, that's
it'll
thing.
Get a bit of head of
we'll
steam.
We'll be in the late night. We'll be in the abattoir or the loft bar about 2 a.m. We'll go, you fancy doing a bit of impro? And
like a press
they'll
gang.
Go, yes.
Like a press gang.
Like a press
throw them in the back of a van.
Their number and we'll go, right, you're on tomorrow.
Yeah.
50 years of Farnborough fan. How many, what number Edinburgh is this, Andy?
This is my 42nd Edinburgh.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
And which has been worse? Which brings you the most stress?
Farnborough, definitely. Yeah.
You've always enjoyed it. Laid on a cricket tee before, Andy, in the past? Have you been in charge? Yeah, or
that well, I used to play for Arthur Smith's team, the Dusty Fleming International Hairstylist 11. And
I turned out for them once.
Sarah Howell and Sue England used to do it and make incredible tea. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, stacks of sandwiches, tuna and sweet corn and beef. And
you're not going to get that from Charlie. It's been suggested by Rambo in Chesham, which I don't think it was made there, the film. It didn't look like Chesham from what I saw. I suggest chili and jacket potato and salad. Ooh. Veg option also. Spuds are cheap, says Will. Nothing's cheap, Rambo. Let's be honest at the moment.
No. That would take ages to cook.
I'm not cooking.
No,
you don't want to cook.
I'm not putting any effort in.
Just go to the baker's and get a load of cream scones.
That's quite a nice idea.
Andy, times are pressing, unfortunately. It's lovely to see you as always.
Lovely
and
to be here.
And good luck in Edinburgh. It goes well. And we will be following Farnborough's and indeed Lorraine's.
Well, sadly, I'm going to miss the first six fixtures because I'll be in Edinburgh.
Fan. Huh? Yeah, call yourself a
part-time. And we do wish Lorraine Buckley all the best in her new role as the fixture secretary at Farnborough.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
People should get in touch with West Midlands Police if they have any leads on where all this stock has gone, all this stuff, Nick, from James. But look, best of luck, James. We hope we get some good news. Thanks for joining us.
Cheers, Matt. Thank you.
Cheers, James.
James
Thank
Harper
you.
There, the sneaker doc, robbed last week.
Yeah, so very sad. I think he needs a new battery in his smoke alarm.
Well,
I think that's what it was.
At
least we know it's working.
Yeah, we do know it's working, I mean, I wouldn't open with it, but why is it? Why is it? Now, not the Senora, but why is it that it's always at night that they go? Have you noticed that? I mean, I say I wouldn't open with it, true. It's true. It's true, isn't it? I've never had one go at like 2 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon while I'm there thinking, I'd better change.
I can do it. It's
always about 2 a.m. Okay. would you do it throughout
it's
the
quite
show,
an easy brush, isn't it?
You've got to do it. Have you ever, when they do wake you up, though, the things you lay there and you think, and I'll change it in the morning. But in the end, you're counting the 40-odd seconds until the next one. You sit there in bed going, I expect it's going to be in a couple more seconds till it goes.
The reason I learned to do the impression was because it was great fun when my wife has changed the batteries in the smoke alarm. To keep going. Oh, I don't know what that is.
It's a great impression.
You've just done the batteries.
You could go anywhere with that.
Anywhere. Everyone would get it.
Charlie Baker, the smoke alarm man. There it is. What an act. The rest of his stuff, garbage.
Terrible.
But when he does the smoke alarm... There we are.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Poor Hawksby, Charlie Baker here on TalkSport. You've been getting in touch this afternoon.
Diddle K's been in touch on Twitter, Paul. roll, boiled eggs mashed up with sandwich spread. Sounds quite nice.
Yeah.
In Warburton rolls, cut in half. Great value and always goes down well. Good chocolate biscuit cake. And my other half, Sally, always did the best cricket teas for the mighty Windrush Valley. There we are.
Nice. But, I mean, the egg sandwich is an acquired taste. Not everybody likes...
No. I'm going to go ham and cucumber.
Ham and cucumber.
Not together.
Oh, okay.
There's ham.
You can have a
there's cucumber.
Ham or a cucumber. A cucumber sandwich. Charlie, no. In case you've just joined us, Charlie's been given 45 quid.
I need to come up with a menu, don't I, Paul? That's what we need to
25
do.
Feed 25 people for a cricket tea. And he's struggling a bit. You've been giving us a few stories this
tips.
Afternoon. I'll tell you what we've had. When dogs attack, we've had a few of them today.
Okay,
for
lovely.
Example, 20 years ago, Mottram playing Dinting, our scorer Debbie had a large golden retriever, Dolly, that went everywhere with her. During the match, Dolly snuck out the score box. The tea interval, we were greeted in the tea hut with a completely demolished tea, half-eaten sandwiches, no sausages.
Sausages.
chopped cake and a very full Dolly asleep under the table.
Yeah.
That's your retrievers and Labradors will eat till they drop.
Well, quite a lot of people are suggesting that I do like
Ted,
a roast dinner.
Ted from Mottram.
A roast dinner. Big roast dinner.
For 25 people for 45 quid.
Well, you could do... Well,
that's going to be a roadkill
roast
dinner.
Chickens. No, yeah, well, live in the countryside, yeah. Paul. Could go and find a few badgers. My dad insists that as a young man,
yeah.
In some of the pubs he drank in, they'd have badger ham. They have ham made from badgers. I don't know if that's true or not, but he insists that
badger
that is true.
Ham.
Badger ham.
Badger ham.
On the bar. Do you want some ham? What is it?
Yeah.
Badger. What do you think?
No, you're all right, mate. Mark's been in touch. Mark Fillmore, he says, tea at an unnamed Bradford cricket league.
Oh, yeah.
Halfway through what was clearly an unwashed salad, I came across a number of caterpillars.
Wow, yeah.
So let that be a lesson to you. Of course, what's worse is finding half a caterpillar. Oh, Mark, yeah. That's true.
Do people get, if I do a salad, Paul, will people have the salad? Is it like the salad, little salad you get in a bag when you get a takeaway curry?
I don't think
curry?
They want salad. They've been running. It's a hot day. It's going to be a hot day Sunday, isn't it? They'll
hot,
be running
it?
Round. They won't necessarily want a stew, will they?
I've never said
they're
yes.
They're not going to want a goulash, are they?
Chips. Can we get a chip van to turn up?
Well, you've got to pay for that, though. You've got.
Well, if I say, look, I'll give you 40 quid to the chip van man, and then how much is a chip van man?
Well, it's probably more than 40. If I was in the chip van business, I'd ask Bob Servant. He'll tell you. Ask okay. Bob what he charged to come out for you for the after
okay,
to drive down. You need to win the toss and field first, says Daz. Get some jam donuts and lardy cake in the Oppo and they'll never move after tea. I think he has been thinking of something like this. Yes, what else have we got here?
I was in Waitrose when I saw a familiar face. This is Nathan McQuaid. After your story about Jason Manford being recognised.
Well, somebody spotted Jason Manford said, I know you, don't I? And Jason said, well, I do get that every so often. He said, you work for the gas board, that's it. Yeah.
I was telling you, me and my mate used to, my mate's an actor, and he was quite, when he left drama school, he was quite a big time, very quickly. He did a few nice shows, you know, like he was in a nice couple of pokey things, you know.
Yeah.
But, and we were in a bar one night, and this attractive young woman came up and went, I know you, don't I? And Tim, I know who you are. And he's a good-looking guy, you know, sort of 6'2".
Yeah.
You know, great-looking guy. I know you, don't I? He said, well, I've just been in Red Cap and just been in a couple of things. Oh, she went, oh, no. Oh, no, you used to work behind the bar in my local odd bins. Popped his bubble, Paul.
Worked in the odd bin. On a similar note, this comes from Dom from Norwich. I was selling conservatories. I had an appointment in an exclusive part of London. The staff let me in. I was introduced to the owner. I immediately recognised her and said, you used to work behind the bar in the King's Arms, Norwich, didn't you? And she said, no, I'm Rachel Detain, ballerina, gardener, TV presenter.
Oh, wow.
To which I replied, so you never worked behind the bar, the King's Arms, Norwich, then. Thank
nice.
You, Dom. Beautifully done.
Few people telling me to throw some money at it, Paul. Like, take the 40 quid
and add
mine on top.
Put some money
in there.
I'm
feeling I might do. For pity's sake, throw some money at this tea, Charlie. This is Dan. I played for Palm Tree Cricket Club. Whoa,
yeah.
I wonder where they are, Palm Tree. Sounds like Torquay. That could be the Torbay Palms, Paul.
Torbay
Palms.
Yeah,
Torbay
Palms.
Torbay Palm?
I've not seen the
certain
Torbay.
Type of palm tree that is.
No,
I played for Palm Tree Cricket Club for a while and had my turn at the tees one Sunday.
Mm.
I prepared nothing at all and resorted to as much pita bread and hummus as 20 quid could get me
oh,
from my corner
you're talking,
shop.
You're talking bulk? It's a kind of Mediterranean dish, taking in the heat. Why don't you get...
It's crudités, though, isn't it? That's crudités, Paul.
Yeah, a few dips.
Yeah.
You get some dips in.
No one wants it. No one wants it.
No, okay, fair enough. No, it does feel a bit cheap.
It was pretty humiliating, but thanks to Eddie Edwards and his fine carrot cake.
Carrot cake? Is that? He's not really known for that. He's known for ski jumping, isn't he?
Eddie Edwards and his fine carrot cake, I narrowly avoided being permanently excluded.
Probably quite
Eddie
filling.
Edwards carrot cake.
It's a different Eddie Edwards. It's not that uncommon. It's a bit like Joyce Parker. It's not an uncommon name. This happens a lot, it seems. Nathan tells us, I was in Waitrose and I saw a familiar face. Went over and said, hello, mate, how are you doing? Shook his hand. We had a bit of a chat. Did some how's the family bit.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Wasn't until Zara walked in, I realised it was Mike Tindall, whom I'd never met. But he's pretty solid bloke, Mike. He'd have a chat with you.
Yeah,
he wouldn't
have a chat with you.
Wouldn't be a problem.
You wouldn't get mess up.
But it happens. The Jason Manford scenario happens quite a lot, which you're telling us about. Very much looking forward to listening to the big fight on TalkSport from the comfort of my reclining Parker Joyce chair. Yeah, that'll be very nice.
Joyce Parker, you know her, Paul.
Yes,
you know. We had the old smoke alarm, of course, during the old interview. We had an African grey. It was brilliant at mimicking sounds.
Yeah.
The battery was low on the fire alarm and we replaced the battery, but the bird had learned the sound.
That's very good.
And continued to mimic it after several replaced batteries and eventually replacing the alarm, we realised it was the bird. I wonder if people would like to call in, Paul, and have a go at the smoke alarm impression. I think that would be great radio.
Smoke alarm idol. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
I'll be Simon.
We'll take your calls. Is what we're after.
Can you
03717223344?
The reduced bandwidth of a telephone compared with what you've got to work with is tough on them.
Yeah.
So I mean, effectively, what's it going to sound like down the phone?
Well, we'll find out. We'll find out if anyone wants
If anybody's daft enough to want to get involved in, thinks they do a good smoke alarm as good as Charlie Baker,
we'll open it out a little bit, Paul. Maybe not just smoke alarms. Like my fridge makes a noise if you leave it open. Yeah, do people want to have a go at doing the impression of that? You're not interested in that.
People doing impressions of inanimate objects.
Yeah,
you're an inanimate object.
This is a lovely idea, Paul. This is great radio.
Well, we'll find out in the next, what could possibly be our last show. Okay, then, 03717223344. We'll start with smoke alarms. We may open it out to fridges.
Lovely.
Next week, there'll be a
creaky door.
Week.
Maybe someone could do a good creaky door. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
This is all on the hoof. I've got no control over this.
This is
the sort of stuff that I normally... I put him up. Just fade him out. Turn his mic off. He's gone rogue.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
The birthday spread coming up as well. You've been getting in touch throughout the afternoon. Charlie Baker has been put in charge of his team's cricket tea. They've given him £45 to feed 25.
It's going to be fine, Paul. It's going to be pizza, we've discovered. Pizza, that's what I'm going to go for.
You've got to do 10 more
pizzas, sliced up.
You're going to get 10 £4.50 pizzas.
You get them cheaper than that.
Might be a Costco run.
It might be a Costco run. That's a good idea.
You might need...
I do have a Costco car.
You might need, you know, the size of a lorry wheel.
They do platters of sandwiches at Costco. Maybe I'll do that.
But I don't think you're going to bring in that many for 45 quid.
I'm going to be putting money in.
I think you are. This is going to end up costing you money. So cricket tease, if you can help Charlie out in that way, it would be very good. Also, Jason Manford tweeting that somebody stopped him, said, "I know you, I know your face." And he said, "Oh, I get that a lot." He said, "You work for the gas board, don't you?" So it can happen. Sometimes you see the famous people and you think you know them. Also, yeah, when dogs attack, cricket tees, not people, obviously. A few years ago, I was walking my dogs through the local park where a cricket match was going on. I realised our German Shepherd was missing. Next thing I see, it was her being chased out of the pavilion. Turns out she'd had the sandwiches and knocked the cake over, says Marcus. Sort of thing my dog was doing. Yeah, like Marcus. Nice, my dog's nice. Occasionally had the kids are playing, like, do you know, they get... Coaches get a young kids team out there and they have those. They're not quite cones, they're like little discs, little coloured discs mark the pitch off with. And when mine was a sort of quite young, a bit puppyish, she went there and had all the discs up. All the kids loved it.
Oh, they loved that, yeah.
Because the more they chased it to try and get them off her, the more she thought it was a game.
That's so part of it.
It was there for ages.
Lovely, yeah.
So anyway, I don't know where that takes us.
And well, yesterday, speaking of dogs, Paul, yesterday we were going up and down the river on the boats. We were going up and down a river on the boats, you know that. But when we got to the place where you hire the boat, they had a little dog there.
Oh, yeah.
Part of it sat there.
You couldn't hire the dog.
Well, no, you couldn't hire it. Well, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But dogs, I'd love a dog with a job. That's always good, isn't it? When you see turn up and the dog has a little job there. I think the dog's job was to look after the life jackets.
Oh.
That's nice, isn't it? Sat there, little Archie in front of the life jackets.
Nice, yeah.
We'll take people's experiences of dogs with a job.
Well, I mean, apart from sheepdogs, we get a lot of those.
No, not that. Like, you know,
one that was a sort of chartered surveyor.
We used to have a we turn out, he's got one of those things.
Yeah.
Looking at you, got a bit of subsidence there, mate.
Yeah, that's it. It's slightly leaning. It's to the right, but I don't know what it is.
Got any bones?
Is this clay? Is it clay around here? I'll dig down and have a look. Well, it sounded like Les Kellett, that dog.
Very nice.
Yeah, one. Anyway, look him up. He was a genius, genius.
Mike Biggs has been on about cricket tees. Afternoon, an old teammate who was a bit posh. Well, it is quite posh. Well, half posh, half not.
The cricket?
They're gone Sunday, it'll be, so, you know.
Depends what league you're playing.
An old teammate, it was a bit posh, decided to serve smoked salmon and the full works. Wonder what else comes with the full works, like gravel axe.
Where'd you go after something? Do you consider smoked salmon the full kedgeree? What do you consider the full work? You start with smoked salmon, you work your way up.
Exactly.
Caviar.
Yeah. I suppose maybe a bit of cream cheese.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, of course, yeah.
A bit of that. And when it was his turn to do the tees, he was a little upset to only get the 40 quid back from the subs kitty. That's the thing. You've got the budget. You're going to be able to do it on the budget, you know.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, this is good. Michael Harrison, Charlie should get to the Pound Bakery. Two pasties for a pound. They may only be a northern chain, though. If he transfers me the cash, I'll get them delivered to him. I'm not going to do that, Michael, but two pasties. What's in the pasties?
Well, yeah. Don't want to think.
At the best of times, you'll
probably find a little bit of the yard broom in the pasty. So, Ian's been in touch. Okay. This is a good idea, Ian. Okay. Sound idea from Ian. He says, Charlie, just get yourself along to the old yellow sticker section of your local supermarket. And there's bound to be some odd combos. You might find you'll be able to serve up a chicken sausage and marrow pie with soy glaze, which you can probably pick up about.
If I pulled that out.
It could be a mix and match. You're saying there's chicken pie with the soy glaze over there. Fantastic. And
absolutely lovely. Well,
Charlie Baker, what a spread he's put on. But they must be eaten in the next six minutes.
And the clock's ticking, actually, on those prawns.
You may end up in hospital. Eat them now. I've only just taken them out of the fridge. I took them out of the fridge any more than 30 seconds ago, I could have killed you.
We can do it for 40 quid. You just do loads of sandwiches. It's like a big kids' party tea.
Yeah.
It'll be absolutely fine.
Well, look, we haven't got Gat for some reason. Talk of cricket teas. I mean, he's gone down the supermarket. He's brought back so many memories for him.
Goose has been on. I'm an electrician, and a few years ago, had an absolute nightmare of a customer, always moaning, nothing ever right, and slow to pay. So me and the builder, hit a smoke alarm in the bedroom wall cavity. The battery should be running out about now. What is that?
It's interesting, because we were just talking off air. It's one of the... It would really prick the bubble of an important... I mean, if you were, I don't know, if you were having a row with your missus, I mean, maybe it would break the tension. Or, you know, maybe you're standing, you're breaking up with a partner, you're saying, look, you know, it's not you, it's me, I'm moving out. And then suddenly...
I mean, just in the quiet.
It would be, but I mean, let's take it beyond that. I mean, yes, imagine some of the great moments in history.
Oh, yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
We shall fight in France. We shall fight on the seas and oceans. We shall fight with growing confidence and growing strength in the air. We shall defend our island, whatever
what I mean.
The cost may be.
Winston, he would have been livid.
That wasn't me then. Like,
we shall fight on the landing grounds.
Oops, somebody.
We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
He would have. Oh, imagine him getting off air. You could smell the cigars, can you, as he come thundering down the corridor.
Bring me some special brew.
Dressed as Gary Oldman. Yeah, just going absolutely mad.
They invented special brew for Churchill, didn't they? That's what they invented it for.
Eh?
I think that's the
truth.
I think it's a bit of QI.
Sandy, that's sensational.
I'm quite sure that they invented special
brew. Special brew was invented for Winston Churchill.
I'm not now. This is the sort of thing I've
said out loud. Brazil insists on Winston Churchill Day on breakfast once a year.
This is the sort of thing I'm saying out loud, and I've never checked it out, Paul. But okay. Why would I invent that?
Well, look.
I invent that in my head?
So that was an important moment of British history.
Yeah,
I mean, you could argue this is an important moment in British history as well.
When you do that with footballers, like he said about Leeds, and when you do things like that about a man like Stuart Pearce, I've kept really quiet, but I'll tell you something. He went down in my estimation when he said that. We have not resorted to that, but I'll tell you, you can tell him now, if you're watching it, we're still fighting for this title, and he's got to go to Middlesbrough and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
Kevin, want to say, what was that noise? It was full flow.
Smoke alarm.
Yeah.
It absolutely did us
in. It would just
under do you in, wouldn't it?
It would, every time.
You can't know, because no one can ignore it. Everyone knows it's happening.
There's been other moments when they've popped up. We just haven't heard them. The TalkSport listeners have. If you've heard a smoke alarm in some infamous moments, ideally indoors, do let us know, and we'll see if we can dig them out and see if we can hear the smoke alarm. Now you've pinpointed it. TalkSport.com/H&J. You can text to 81089 or tweet to TSH in Jam. It's not just in this country. They're available all over the world, smoke alarms, aren't they?
Yeah.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie, not a single time, never. These allegations are false, and I need to go back to work for the American people.
All over the world, they're available, aren't they?
It's a common problem.
It is a common problem.
Everywhere, even the White House.
TalkSport.com, text 81089, tweet to TSHNJ. If you've heard one that we missed in the past, we'll listen again and see if we can spot it, Nave.
Ian B's been on. Any chance of you clowns actually talking sport? We were supposed to be speaking to Mike Gatting.
We were, yeah.
We are talking sport.
We are talking sport.
Let me get so cross, Ian.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a nice
cricket
afternoon.
Tease. That's sport.
Exactly.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
They'll be hoping they can carry that pre-season form into the first game, because they've been looking pretty tidy, Arsenal.
Yeah, one of the teams they thrashed in pre-season in America were Chelsea, of course. They beat them 4-0. But Chelsea didn't have Kalidou Koulibaly in their squad then. He's now joined one of several signings for Chelsea, two major signings with Raheem Sterling being the other, but lots of youngsters also joining. And I caught up with Koulibaly yesterday, and I asked him about how he feels about his new challenge in the Premier League and facing, let's face it, some of the world's greatest strikers in terms of Mohamed Salah, Erling Haaland and Jarrod Bowen. No, I mean Harry Kane, obviously.
I like the duels, I like the one against one, I like to give solidity to my team. I like to defend, so for me it's the right place. I know that we have a lot of good attackers here. We know that we have some of the best players in the world in this league, so I know that it will be difficult for me, but I'm easy. I want to show everybody that I can be the defender that everybody thinks. And really, I was excited to start, because I want really to play football and to play in Premier League.
McCall at Chelsea, you're going to have to change that battery.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yes, good afternoon, Paul Hawksby, Annie Jacobs. No, it's not Paul Hawksby, Charlie Baker. Well, it is Paul Hawksby, Annie Jacobs, because yeah, Annie Jacobs joins us now, as he does every Thursday for the Thursday Spread. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Andy. Hi, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
As Gino would once say.
Hi, how are you doing? Good old Gino.
Hi, how are you doing?
So, this is the point of the show where Andy has been putting together 10 birthdays from this week. Famous and not so famous people have celebrated them from the newspapers. And it's a job of myself and Charlie to try and guess how old these people are. And the idea is to have a very small margin of error over the 10 birthdays. The chances are we won't get them exactly right. Mm. But it's the one who gets the birthdays right in the least number of years over 10 birthdays. Who is the winner? We alternate. Winner goes off first. And I do believe I won last week. Let's find out now from the official scorer, Jeff Peters. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
Paul has won. You've won back-to-back. You've actually won back-to-back against Charlie. You've actually won four in a row overall, and it's 25-13. That's the overall score.
What a streak.
Well, feel free to play along at home. Take us on. You'll probably do better. And let us know how you're getting on. You know, if you're absolutely stuffing us, then let us know. I'm sure you often do. Pele always helps us out, doesn't he?
There he is.
Yeah. So, Andy, what's the first birthday this week? We have to guess.
And the first birthday this week is the actor and former governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I know Arnold quite well. Me and Arnie went to a rugby-themed fancy dress party as members of the 2003 World Cup winning team. I picked Wilkinson and Arnie said, "I'll be back."
I like that. It's good. Rugby joke. You could do that on the after-dinner rugby circuit. Yeah. Probably need some more. I need some more blue material, I think. I'd say Martin Bayfield just nicked that. He's written that down somewhere.
Yes.
Arnie, it's a difficult one, this, isn't it? Because, what is he, 70? He's got to be 70-something, isn't he? 72.
I think you're about right. That's where I was. 74.
75.
Wow, you know, he's still in great
looks
nick.
Good.
Something great, Nick. So what's that done to the scores, Jeff?
Paul, you're three out, Charlie one out. So it's Paul three, Charlie one.
Charlie one, okay. And then Charlie will go next on the next birthday. Andy.
Okay, Charlie, it's the cricket umpire. He officiated in test matches between 1990 and 2000. Mervyn Kitchen. Mervyn Kitchen. We used to socialise all the time. You'd always find me with the kitchen at parties.
Yes, sure we would.
Interesting.
You wouldn't find him outside in this hot weather, would you? Because you can't stand the heat.
He has to get out of himself.
None of them work.
And he had about 6 hours to think about it.
How old is Mervyn Kitchen, Charlie?
Always find me in Mervyn Kitchen at parties. Yeah. That was the joke. And I think he's 75.
Probably similar. I'm going to go 73.
82.
Wow. Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
What's that down to the scores, Jeff?
Charlie, 7 out, on to 8. Paul, 9 out, on to 12. 4 in it after 2.
Okay. Little lead for Charie kicking us off.
For you. Come on. We all know what happens. Early. You get to 9 and then you win. That happens.
That's what happens.
Not necessarily. Then the Germans win on penalties. Yeah.
That's basically
what
right.
What we discovered still, last week on Sunday.
That isn't always the case.
Yeah.
Okay. It's the author, J.K. Rowling. Rowling. I suppose some people say J.K. Rowling. I don't know. I say J.K. Rowling.
Depends on the joke.
It's about Vic Akers. Not at all.
You're wrong. Because her new book is about a former West Ham and Spurs manager's attempts at gardening on a small plot of land in Sandbanks. It's called Harry Potter's.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice. Oh, there see. We are.
So it wouldn't have been her new hit, Rowling Down the River, would it? It wouldn't have been that.
Nice.
Rowling, Rawhide.
Tenpin Rowling.
That's it. That doesn't really work.
Lines.
So it's me, isn't it? J.K. Rowling.
I'll say, write that one down for next year.
Yeah, Tenpin Rowling for next year.
I'd say she is, 54.
Yeah, that's about right. 55.
57.
Oh, you're just nicking runs by twos and threes.
Good work.
Little twos and threes you're running, aren't you, constantly?
I'm very good till half time, and then it all goes wrong.
It's just, yeah. Okay. So what's that down the scores, Jeff?
Paul 3 out onto 15. Charlie 2 out onto 10.
Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Right. Here we go.
It's the film producer Sherry Lansing. Sherry Lansing, and she was involved in a very interesting project, actually, making a documentary about the former Chelsea fullback John Boyle. Originally, she asked my agent if I'd produce it, but I told him there was only one woman for the job. Boyle needs Lansing.
Oh, okay, that's a headline. That was headline in Variety.
Is it you, Paul?
It's you, Charlie, I'm afraid.
I don't know.
Sherry Lansing.
Sherry Lansing. Sherry Lansing sounds like she's 62.
Sorry.
That's thrown me. Either 90 or 30.
I like the way it came about the thing. I'm not saying whether that's close or not.
Oh, okay. Well.
51.
78.
Oh, ooh, could be a big trouble. Moment in the game. Could be a big Sherry moment Lansing. In the game, that.
Yeah, 27 plus 15 is 42, 16.
Why are you working out, Jeff?
Taking his shoes and socks off.
Mike Biggs has been on. Would you fancy 9 holes at Enderby this Sunday morning?
Really?
I'll let you know, Biggsy.
It's passing on me. Just ask Jeff. Saved him a phone call, didn't it? Saved him a phone call.
So Paul was 27 out on that one.
Oh, man.
Moves on to 42. Charlie's 16 out. On to 26. So 16 in it after 4.
Wow, wee, Charlie. Okay, we're going to go into half time. Let's see if I can claw something back to go into half time. Score a late goal.
Well, you can't, Paul, because I'll just nudge it. If I don't know who it is, I'll just take one less on you.
Okay, that's the way we're playing it, is it?
You'll both know who this is. Okay. It's the great singer, Tony Bennett.
Man. I saw Elvis Costello wishing him a happy birthday, but he didn't say how old he was yesterday.
That's good. Good. Yeah, we arranged to meet, actually, at the Golden Gate Bridge for an interview. Imagine my surprise when I turned up to find Tony with the former Forest manager, Paul Hart.
I knew it was coming.
I did too.
We'll just put the rest of it together.
It's an IKEA joke, this one. There you go, there's the bit.
Joe Hart.
Do the lot.
I left Joe. So what happened?
Yes, exactly. The next day we saw Tony in Vegas, and I wondered where he was, and he said, I left Paul Hart in San Francisco. Of course he did.
Okay, Tony Bennett. Wow, he's
high on Keith Hill.
Yeah.
High on Keith Hill.
Nice, keeping it to football.
Keep going.
Fly me to the Rupert Moon.
Yeah. Guide me to the prunes is what he sings these days.
Oh, yeah, he probably does. As a man of 96 years old.
That's about
right.
96. It's about right. I've seen him. I saw him when he was in his early 90s.
So you go 95 on 97.
Long ago. 97.
He's 96.
Oh, well done. Paul did say he heard an interview with him yesterday and he didn't mention his age, and then got it spot on.
Elvis just wished him a happy birthday, but didn't say how old he was.
Happy 96th birthday, Tony.
So I stay on 42. Jeff, put your shoes and socks back on. And Charlie was what? One out.
Yeah, so he's on 27. So 15 in it at the halfway stage. Charlie in the lead, powering on to victory.
Before we go, Annie, we'll return for the second half shortly. You've laid cricket... on a cricket tee before, haven't you? And Charlie has got one to do on Sunday. He's got £45 to feed 25 people. I know you. Exactly.
Not enough, is it?
I knew you chucked money at it. You really went for it, didn't you? But what went down well that day with your cricket tee?
Well, it's got to be the scones, isn't it? It's a bit cake. It's got to be finger sandwiches. Yeah. It's a traditional thing, really.
Yeah, okay.
You'll do well to do it for 45 quid, though.
Thanks a lot.
We've had a couple. Well, Christian from Swansea has had an idea. 25 pot noodles. Mix them up a bit. Offer beef and tomato and chicken and mushroom. Straight noodles for the vegetarians. So 25 pot noodles. That would be a bit much. You could just...
And as they come back in the pavilion, I'll just chuck them at them. Take it.
No, you go around the tables with a kettle. Just top them up. Or lay on an urn. I'd do that as well. Another idea, Martin in Edmonton in North London says, and a nice essentials range in our local supermarket, 41p Cornish or cheese, onion pasty.
Oh, lovely.
45 pence coleslaw, 88p for 8 sausage rolls. Yeah, all great. So do it on a budget. Well, it can be done
cheap.
On a budget.
Yeah, that great.
You are a food snob, Andy. Yeah, that's the difference. Anyway, into the second half very shortly with the scores delicately poised at 42-27. Charlie in the lead.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
And we've got our own resident stato, of course, Jeff Peters. And you have a bit of an opta facts for us, a birthday spread fact, Jeff, before we start the second half.
Yeah, the last three birthday spreads, Paul, you've been behind at half-time and gone on to win. Well, you're playing the long game.
Let's hope history repeats itself. Here's Pele. And Andy, what's the next birthday? Charlie to lead us off.
It's the singer Paul Anka. Paul Anka. And as well as singing, Paul comes from a long line of football officials. Hmm. At one time, it seemed his family would be officiating. Would always be officiating. They'd say the ref.
When I said steady. Yes.
At least you didn't go down the DJ route.
Exactly. What do we think, Charlie? How Paul Anka? He's not quite in the Tony Bennett envelope, is he?
Yeah. I thought he was going to open a pub with Hope Powell.
Oh, yes.
The Hope and
that
Anchor.
That would have been clean,
but
you didn't need
it?
To say the last
didn't,
bit,
I didn't
Charlie.
Need to say it. Just say the setup. I think Paul Anka is 82.
Yeah, he's probably about... He wrote My Way, didn't he?
One
he
of the writers of My Way.
Made a few quid out of that.
I reckon,
A little check turns up on the post. It'd be great to be Paul Anka. You get up in the morning, 82-year-old Paul Anka, potentially. There's a little envelope on the floor. Yeah. And you're opening up My Way. $600,000. Oh, fair enough.
Not as much as yesterday.
Wonder what I'll get tomorrow. Yeah.
No regrets about writing that.
No, certainly. Certainly. Let's think. And that's a three-way split, by the way.
Exactly.
Wasn't
it? Yeah,
it was.
Yeah. Playing for
anyway,
time.
You're going first. 82. 84.
81.
Oh, Charlie, you're on form today. What's that done to the scores?
45-28, 17 in it, 4 to go.
Okay.
It's the writer and comedy writer, actually, created Men Behaving Badly, The Larkins, Reggie Perrin,
Simon Nye.
We played cricket together, actually, and he couldn't decide whether to bowl downwind or uphill. And after 5 minutes of indecision, I had to choose. I pointed at the pavilion and said, "That end is nigh."
There we are. Simon New Year's Eve, as I like to call him.
Yeah, he didn't invent Reggie Perrin, but he wrote on the return
of it. The return.
He wrote on the return of it, yeah.
Yeah. It's you, Paul.
He didn't know. It was David Knobbs' character, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I'd say he is 56.
I think he's older than that.
Yeah?
60.
64.
Really? John,
you can't lose this.
He came on the show once.
I can. You watch, Andy. Yeah. You watch me lose it.
Oh, incredible scoring from Charlie. 4 out moves on to 32. Paul, 8 out on to 53. The gap is now 21 with 3 to go.
Wow, 21 gap. There's an NBA player for a Portland called Reggie Perry. Does he ever come in and say, "Sorry, I'm late"? Points failure. It'd be great, wouldn't it? If I didn't get where I am today, that would be good. Anyway, we crack on then. Charlie, you're next.
Yes.
It's France. The actress Frances de la Tour.
Oh,
the
actor, rather. Talking of Reggie Perry.
Yeah, funnily enough. I won a charity auction to have lunch with her, actually, at one of London's top restaurants. Mm. But the one stipulation was I had to buy and wear a lemon-coloured sweater. Mm. Yes, I got a yellow jersey for winning Latour.
Oh, that's good. She would like that, yeah.
86.
Wow, Miss Jones. Is she that old? She's still acting. I don't think she is. I'm going to go 78 to try and claw some back.
Oh, spot on, 78.
Ooh, very good, Paul.
This is a test.
Why do they think she was so old?
I don't know. A bit fair, she's still working. Yeah. What's that done at the scores, Jeff?
Well, Paul, direct hit, excellent. You stay on 53. Charlie, 8 out onto 40. 13 between you two to go.
Okay. I lead off. This is the big one. Here we go.
It's the. This is unusual this week because most of them you know. I think there's only about two that you don't know. But this one is another one you know. It's the actor Willem Dafoe.
Oh, yeah.
Willem Dafoe. Yeah. He's just opened a soccer school for strikers with Jermaine Greer. But he's able to come up with a name for it.
It must be difficult. Willem Dafoe. Wow.
Willem Greer.
Williams.
yes, that's a bad idea.
Missing an eye, isn't he?
He is, that's right.
Is he?
Well, no, he's not missing an eye
in his name.
Willem
No, he's not. As opposed to William, that's what Charlie was getting. He's got the full complement of eyes last time I looked, anyway.
Has he?
Yeah. Anyway, get very confusing.
We hadn't.
No, he's all right.
It's all right.
I'd say Willem Dafoe is 60. Great actor. 60, clickety click, 66.
Yeah, I think he's about 68.
Oh, okay.
No, I do. I think
I bet you do.
Maybe even older, maybe even 70 something, but 68 is what I'll say.
He's 67.
67. Oh, right in the middle there.
So, what's that done at the scores?
Okay, one round of guessing to go. It is Paul 54, Charlie 41, 13 in it. So, Paul, you're going to have to be 14 either way.
Okay, here we go.
I'm hoping not to have to use the tiebreaker.
Oh, please use the tiebreak. Please use the tiebreak.
You're worried about Paul Anker.
Yeah, I think we are. Yes.
It's, this is the last birthday. I'm sure that we'll get a result. Mm. It's the opera singer Gundula Janowitz. Mm-hmm. Gundula Janowitz. And she's on the board, actually, of the Serie B Italian football club, Venezia, and generously paid for us to come to Italy to watch the team play. You could say I went to Venice on a gondola.
Not so bad. It'd be
not
worse.
So bad.
So here we go, Charlie. Worse. You lead us off because you're winning.
I hate this game.
13. Gundula Janowitz, she's the opera singer, is that right?
I hate this game.
Gun, as I call her. When she comes to family parties. Gundula Janowitz. Is it opera singer, Andy, you said?
Opera singer,
opera singer, Gundula Janowitz.
Yeah. Mind games.
What do you think, Charlie?
Boom, 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 boom. Gundula Janowitz. Could be any age at all, couldn't she? That's the game.
That's the game, yeah. What do you think?
70.
Okay, so I've got to go 84 or 56, haven't I? I'm going to go above 84 or 56. I'm going to go 85.
I knew it. I was going to go older.
Hang on.
Gundula Janowitz is in fact 85.
Every time. What has that done to the scores, Jeff? Just remind us.
Well, Charlie, 15 out, finishes on 56. Direct hit, Paul. You finish on 54, so you win by two. That's 4 weeks in a row you've been behind at half-time and come on to win.
It's just his face.
It's five wins in a row overall.
I wish the audience could see his face.
It's now Paul 26, Charlie 13.
He's the nicest man I've ever met, Paul Hawksby, until just for these 2 minutes. Yeah. Every single week. It's grim. It's utterly grim.
I've seen a cat playing with a mouse. That's what it's like. Anyway, Andy,
terrible.
And I didn't get to the tiebreaker. No. Hillary Swank.
Thank goodness for that.
The Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast.
Yep, there we are. That was this afternoon's show. Myself and Andy will do it all again tomorrow, building up to the start of the Premier League tomorrow evening on TalkSport at Selhurst Park. And we'll have some clips of the week for you as well. So I do hope you can join us. Charlie, you're back with me on Tuesday.
Back with you Tuesday. The game day warm-up starts this Saturday, 9 till 11 with
Good
Max.
Stuff.
All the usual stuff.
Autobiography Wars.
We've sponsored a player. We've sponsored a Crawley Town midfielder.
Oh, that's nice. Is he coming on?
I don't know. Well, hopefully. Yeah, I mean, we sponsored him now. Might be the end of it.
At least he can do.
Didn't hear from him again till the end of the season.
Well, that's all coming out on Saturday. Join us tomorrow from 1 if you can. If not, podcast available around 4 o'clock.
You've been listening to the Hawksby and Jacobs Daily Podcast. Hear the guys every weekday between 1 and 4 p.m. on TalkSport.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.